Now, like I said, life cannot come like a seed. Life cannot come from an egg until it is broken. Eggs, like Jesus' tomb, are empty once new life has come out of them. And when I came to see my new little ducklings after they'd hatched, there was lots of empty eggshells lying around on the floor of the duck run. And like the eggs these ducklings came out of, historians agree that Jesus' tomb was definitely empty. And David read the scripture earlier that said that the story was spread. They were so convinced that the tomb was empty that the authorities spread the story that the disciples had taken. The disciples had taken Jesus' body. Now, the Jewish leaders spread this story that the disciples had stolen the body, but that just doesn't make any sense to me. It makes no sense at all. Because how do a few fishermen overpower a well-armed guard of professional soldiers? Professional soldiers who, by the way, if they let anyone steal a body, would have been put to death under Roman law. And even if they had done that and had managed to do that, how would they then have rolled away a 2-ton stone and hidden the body from an entire city of people desperate to find it? Besides, they had absolutely nothing to gain from it. Absolutely nothing to gain from it. In fact, they were persecuted, and at least 5 of them lost their lives for claiming that Jesus had risen from the dead. And yet, none of them changed their minds. Not one single disciple changed their minds about the story that they told that Jesus had risen from the dead. Why? Why? And it's not just the Bible that tells, it's Jewish records and Roman records tell us about these facts. They are historically indisputable facts that this is what happened to the disciples. Why did none of them change their minds? Well, it's quite simple. Because they believed it with all their hearts, all their minds, all their souls. They believed it to be true. Would you be willing to die for something you knew to be a lie and stood to gain absolutely nothing from? I know I wouldn't. You see, the empty tomb changed everything for them that day. They went from being cowards who ran and hid to being people so bold that they were willing to go and say Jesus had risen, even when it meant they would be arrested. It changed everything. Now, if it changed everything for them, it should change everything for you. Because if Jesus was who he claimed to be, God in human form, then it really shouldn't surprise us that he rose from the dead. Should it? We spend so much time trying to disprove Jesus rising from the dead. Humans do. People do in the world. And yet, if Jesus was who he said he was, it's no big surprise. It's no big stretch to believe that God, the author of life, could rise from the dead. Why would people believe something as crazy as Jesus rising from the dead if it didn't happen? Not only so, but Jesus has changed lives ever since for the last 2,000 plus years. Jesus did rise from the dead. He is alive, and he's changed my life. He has changed my life, and I would never, ever, ever want to go back to the way things were before I knew that Jesus had been risen from the dead, had died for my sins, risen to new life and given me new life, had swapped his life for mine. I could never go back. He is risen. He's changed lives for over 2,000 years, and he can change your life too, if you will let him and if you will welcome him in. So we celebrate this morning that Jesus is risen, and I'd like us just to stand and proclaim that and give a shout, Jesus is risen. And if we could just give God a huge round of applause when we're done, that would be fantastic. Let's just stand, and on the count of three, we're just going to shout, Jesus is risen. Give Jesus a massive round of applause, cheer, and we are going to go into our closing songs. Are we ready? 1, 2, 3. Jesus is risen!